Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you're at in time and space. Welcome to this now moment. Let's see, where are we at? Wednesday, December 16th. So tomorrow's our candle lighting service, and pretty soon Christmas will be here. There's a lot of really wonderful things happening in our world and in this season. So let's see, what do we want to do today? I really want to feel the energy of each other. It's really good practice to do throughout our lifetimes, and especially if you can each day, to really consider where you're at in time and space. You know, and most of us are here in the Pacific Northwest, and you might be listening even from Australia or some other country. But to really consider the environment into which you were born. And that sounds like some crazy thing, but really, we are in some place, some city, and we all have families and people that we communicate with each day. And then we've got our people in the grocery stores and the little places that we frequent that we know really well. This is our community and our family. And so we always want to take a little bit of time each day to consider that life is happening all around us. Life is lifing and people are peopling. And sometimes we get caught up in our own worlds and we don't consider that other people have all their own hopes and fears and dreams and worries too. So I don't know where all that came from. Maybe that'll be what we focus on for our meditation today. This idea of connection. So take a moment to get yourself situated, and you probably already are by now. But anyway, sitting in your comfortable seat or wherever you are, let's take a moment to check in with the physical body. So how are you feeling today? Instead of answering that question right away, take a moment to really be with yourself. And feel your being in your body. Take a moment with me right off the bat today for some simple gratitude. Gratitude just for this moment. Thank you, God, that I am. And then as you sit with your breath, notice the sweetness of your breath. Not the smell or the flavor, but the sweetness of the feeling of breath itself. Even see if you can notice its texture as it enters in through your nostrils or wherever. And as it softly and warmly exhales, and then bring your awareness to your breath in your heart. We know that oxygen infuses the bloodstream and carries oxygen to all of our different body parts. And in that very same way, divine love infuses the ethers and brings life to all beings. People have often talked about how each cell in our body represents a person in a factory. And isn't that funny? Right now you have trillions of employees. It's so fun to think about that. And each employee has its own little task to do. And some of those little workers form little groups. And that little group is called different parts of your body, like your kidneys and your lungs and your heart. And all of these trillions of workers are in some kind of a crazy harmony where they just know what to do. And yes, sometimes something malfunctions and we don't feel right or whatever else happens. So go behind all that. Go behind even the trillions of cells in your body. And see with your mind's eye the life energy that animates every cell of your being. And now from this awareness, go to your breath. And this is why we observe the breath without trying to control it, because it has this intelligence. So it really is a practice of surrendering to the omniscience of God as life. And as we begin to take on that role of observer, we start to see not only the trillions of cells that make up our one body, but the billions of human beings that make up the body of humanity. And so as this beautiful, magnificent breath infuses the inner ether of our physical being, so too does that beautiful presence, the Spirit of God, infuse the ether all around us. And we see that neither is separate from the other, that we are one in this divine life energy. And as we choose to be lifted up, to allow this energy to lift us ever higher, these high feelings, these high thoughts, and this magnificent allowing lifts up the world around you. That is how powerful you are. This is not done by doing something more as a human being, but by allowing a greater thing to flow through us. So with that beautiful humility, we simply allow. And that simple allowing brings the light of God to our world and to the world around us, to our communities and to these people that we see each day or each week or however frequently. And your smile lights up the world. Your kind words inspire other human beings to be kind. And the great love that flows through you inspires other beings to love in the same way. That is no small task you and I are charged with, but it is very, very simple. All right, now we'll settle in for a meditation, and to lead us into this silence, let's consider all of these aspects with a simple little exercise. Feel your body, as we normally do in our meditation time, and feel your root, whether your root is at the base of your spine or at the bottoms of your feet. However it is, feel that root of your body and feel it rooted into the earth. And being grounded, lift up again through the internal organs, especially up the spine into the heart, as if drawing the energy that feels compelled downward, upward. Now allow that energy of your heart field to open up, both sending and receiving. And then keeping the root and the heart very active, pull the energy up even again into your throat, into the back of your head, into the middle of your brain, and then to the spiritual eye, so that your brain, your heart, your lower regions are all infused, yet the energy is moving inward towards the spine and upward toward the brain and ultimately the spiritual eye. Now at the spiritual eye, notice what you notice. Can you feel your spine, specifically the crown chakra, wanting to open and lift even higher, as subtle as it may be? All right, now, your awareness. What are you aware of? Now take the focus of that awareness and come outside of your physical body. It helps if your eyes are closed here. As you come outside of your physical body with your awareness, observe you sitting there or standing there or whatever you're doing. Observe your body from outside of it. And now, identifying with that awareness, come outside of it again and observe your awareness observing your body. And you can do this as many times as you wish into infinity. This is because you are pure awareness in your essential nature. And so, knowing that this is true from your awareness, we now do an affirmation. I and God are one. I am one with the One. I am infinite. I and God are one. I am one with the one. I am infinite. Now again, notice your body. And then enter back in with the awareness to the spiritual eye. Become very aware here that you have a choice. And the choice is how you will show up in the world. You and I are given this gift of free will. As the steward of this pure love energy that is God, how will I use it? And now let that awareness move into your heart space and feel it fill you. Bring your hands up one at a time, place them flat on your heart center, right at the center of your chest. And feel that energy. Feel how entirely calm, yet potent it actually is, like a calm ocean. With that great depth. I and God are one. I am one with the One. I am. And then we allow this love to pour through every cell of our body, spilling over into the world around us, lifting up all of life in this glorious presence. As the birth of Christ, Christmas time, approaches in celebration, let every day be that celebration. That Christ is born in us. And that is this awareness. The awareness of the perfection of being itself. And how beautiful it is. And so we end with a closing prayer from Paramahansa Yogananda. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Friend, beloved God, saints of all religions, humbly we bow to you all. May thy love shine forever on the sanctuary of my devotion, and may I be able to awaken thy love in all hearts. Thank you, God. Om, peace, amen.